Project manager Alina Tooley is getting ready for the imminent arrival of her first child. And after 9 months of pregnancy, the usually sharp-witted 42-year-old says she is finding her mind working in strange ways indeed.
Putting the margarine in the cupboard and losing my keys and leaving my bag in strange places. I left my wallet on the ground at a shop and drove off, and I went back and luckily somebody had handed it into the shop. So, yeah, really random things that I would never have normally done.
Mickey Pickett, mother to 15-month-old Sienna and with a second child on the way, also recalls bouts of uncharacteristic memory loss.
Forgetting appointments, mainly hairdresser appointments, or I'd forget where my car was, where I parked my car on the road. I might lose my car keys, lose the remote control, which I now blame on my daughter.
Researchers have found these women are not alone in experiencing vagueness and brain fades during pregnancy. Deakin University's Linda Byrne and her colleagues studied the cognitive abilities of more than 700 mothers-to-be and 500 non-pregnant women.
And what we found across those studies was that there was a real measurable difference between the performance of non-pregnant women and pregnant women, particularly in the area of memory. So we found that pregnant women were actually performing at a lower level than non-pregnant women.
She says the mental fog is particularly pronounced in the third trimester of gestation.
We think that it's probably a number of things. Certainly, during pregnancy, the body and the brain is flooded with hormones. So we have estrogen, progesterone, oxytocin, all of those things are going to have an impact on how our brain functions.
The College of Obstetrics and Gynecology welcomes the study, but says the big question is whether the lack of mental sharpness is merely a reflection of pregnant mothers' fatigue and distraction. Researchers concede there's more work to be done to explain the baby brain phenomenon. And that's why they are currently recruiting women for a new study that will track the neurological function of women before and during pregnancy, as well as 6 months after, to assess whether the cognitive change continues over time. Mickey Pickett says that might well be the case.
A lot of us and my friends who have had babies still say that we're still suffering from baby brain. Silly things we do, it's always good to have an excuse and, you know, blame baby brain.
Alina Tooley is hoping it won't last and she'll get her old brain back for the sake of her newborn.
I'm hoping that my memory comes back to normal and I don't leave the baby somewhere strange.